Track 8, and we come to the letters to the editor. We have three letters for you this week. The first one is from Sarah Denahy, and she's saying, fair taxation would restore balance. We cannot keep making the mega rich richer, the poor poorer, and squeezing the middle class. Many already struggle with unaffordable housing, heating and food, while a small elite live in extravagant affluence. The wealthy often call themselves wealth creators, but too often their gains benefit mainly themselves. They demand special tax treatment while using the system to minimise contributions to the public good. Take a billionaire with $1 billion in assets. Long-term returns of 5%, around $50 million a year, are typical. Much of this income is passive, generated by asset managers. The ultra-rich can then borrow against their holdings to fund lavish lifestyles or acquire more assets, which increase future gains. These loans are not taxable. Legal, yes, but deeply unfair to the rest of the UK, who are forced to pay their fair share. There are 156 billionaires in the UK, the wealthiest worth about 35 billion, creating over a billion in annual gains. Over 120,000 people hold between 10 million and 1 billion. Even though some leave, the overall millionaire population continues to grow. The Conservatives and Reform will not tax this wealth. In fact, they promise tax cuts. Labour has pledged to end non-dom status, but so far has avoided bolder measures, perhaps fearing a hostile billionaire-owned press and a misled public. If we are serious about avoiding a return to Victorian inequality, Labour must ensure the ultra-wealthy pay their share for the infrastructure their fortunes rely on. That would fund the investment needed to repair years of Tory neglect. Fair taxation would not only restore balance, it could help Labour reconnect with voters, win the next election, and prevent another era of right-wing mismanagement. I hope Rachel Rees and Keir Starmer take this on board as they shape the upcoming budget.
Political thuggery, an email by Dilys Morgan. Nigel Farage was caught lying on the world stage last week. His dishonesty was on show to the whole world. Disgraceful. Under questioning from US Congressman Jamie Raskin, Farage repeatedly denied banning journalists from Reform UK events. That was not the truth. Reporters like Carol Cadwallader, Josiah Mortimer, Simon Childs, Adam Bennett, James Ball, and Femi Olawale have all been barred. It is not credible that Farage, as leader, did not know. Reform UK claims to champion free speech. They don't. Farage also lobbied the USA to apply sanctions on the UK for suppressing free speech. As our Prime Minister said, you don't get more unpatriotic than that, especially given Trump's record of undermining free speech and subjecting migrants to arrests, which often are more like kidnapping and disappearing, even US citizens sometimes. In a video of a recent Norwich migrant hotel protest, I saw a young local man politely talking to a reporter and requesting that demonstrators bring down noise levels as his sleep was being disturbed. He also suggested that demonstrators themselves were causing more disruption locally than anyone else. He was accused of being a lefty and an infiltrator, then physically intimidated and pursued in a threatening manner. They shouted at him pedo multiple times and pedo protector until he reached the safety of police protection. I hope he was safe. I'm worried for his safety. Is this Farage's idea of what protecting free speech looks like? Reform supporters spew any abuse they want, Lucy Connolly style. Anyone politely disagreeing with them is insulted, smeared, and intimidated. This lot are not ordinary folks standing up for the safety of women and girls and defending free speech. These were political thugs encouraged and incited by leading members of Reform and the likes of Tony Robinson. Patriots, not remotely.
Jane Featherstone, CEO, the Sick Children's Trust, writes, "Support for homes from home. Every year, thousands of families face a terrifying crisis, a sudden diagnosis, a life-threatening condition, a desperate need to be close to their child, but nowhere to stay. The Sick Children's Trust provides a calm, comforting space for families to be near their critically ill child during the most traumatic time of their lives. A warm bed, a place to cook and somewhere to rest, all free of charge, just minutes from the hospital. It costs the Sick Children's Trust £40 a night to support one family in one of our 10 homes from home, and we rely entirely on donations. The reality is that costs are rising and demand for our homes is growing. That's why I'm asking your readers to become a friend of the Sick Children's Trust by giving £10 a month. Their monthly gift will keep another family together when they need it most. The families we support travel on average 80 minutes to be by their sick child's bedside."